Welcome, Cosmic Souls, to the podcast with myself, Leanne Juliet. This podcast is dedicated to those seeking powerful self-transformation, healing, regeneration, and freedom through truth. Potent fucking truth. Self-transformation in the most nonsensical and illogical manner, because this is the realm of high magic, where there are no limitations and no rules, where we are the creators of the universe. I am a shamanic high priestess and a powerful catalyst for destruction and creation energetics, a bridge between dimensions, one who plays in the dark, murky depths of the psyche and the hidden realms of the shadows, and who also swims with the stars in the cosmos, a galactic channel, a pioneer for revolutionary transformation and disruptive consciousness, a practitioner of dragon medicine, multidimensional healing, mysticism, magic, and quantum energetics, dispelling illusion wherever I go, seeing beyond the veil of illusion and bringing truth to the surface. My truth is medicine to your soul. Powerful, disruptive, and highly fucking activating truth, which penetrates the shadows and the illusions and invites you to step into your higher consciousness with me, back to your divine truth. This podcast is here to disrupt you, to take you on a deeply shamanic journey with me into magic, mysticism, multidimensionality, and the hidden realms of the shadows, to expand your consciousness by disrupting it. Welcome to the podcast, Cosmic Souls. I'm excited to journey with you. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast with myself, Leanne Juliet, and Disruptive Consciousness. This episode was kind of inspired by a channeled thought that I had earlier. I'm so random like that. I just always have like so many different downloads and channeled ideas and channeled thoughts as I tap into other dimensions and higher consciousness and higher frequencies. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to share the message and see where it wants to go and how it wants to come through. So the thought that I had today was, by disrupting ourselves to activate our highest frequency through disruption, we create an energetic vortex and portal for others to step through and activate themselves. I'll say that again. By disrupting ourselves to activate our highest frequency through disruption, we create an energetic vortex and portal for others to step through and activate themselves. And like, I was like, okay, what the actual fuck? As I was like downloading it and channeling it, and I just had to write it down in my phone. What does that actually mean? Like, my message to the world is always through the medicine of truth. Medicine of disruption. I am here to activate the absolute fuck out of you, to activate the absolute fuck out of my clients and those who come to play with me in the deeper levels of our psyche and who we are. I am here to disrupt the entire fucking world, tear down illusions, transform shadow, tear down paradigms, illusions, belief systems, structures, anything that is propped up in illusion. I'm here to rip that fucking stuff down, and I have fun with it. And like, that is what I'm, that is my gift to the world, is through the medicine of truth, is through the energetic frequency of myself, which is disruption. And so there's people who will come into my field. Maybe it's you who's listening now on this podcast, who will come into my field, whether a client or a friend or family member or a stranger or somebody who like finds my content online or whatever. And there's two ways they can take it. Yes, I'm here to trigger you. And I trigger people by triggering the illusion and the shadow that is running through you unconsciously. And this isn't just from this lifetime. I work in a multidimensional field within like other dimensions. So I'm triggering and activating the shadow that is running through your energy. We are multidimensional beings. We are energetic beings, meaning
the energy within us is not just from this lifetime, it's from other lifetimes too. So I'm here to trigger that and activate it. And so when people come into my field, either they are either highly triggered and repulsed and literally cannot stand to be around me because the fire burns them that much, or they experience a kind of liberation, or like a oh, kind of, you know, when you've just had the most amazing sleep or the most amazing meal, or you're just like oh, just sat on a beach and just enjoying life and just soaking up the sunshine. You're like, oh, this is amazing. Or that kind of experience. So I do one of two things to people. And usually those that I trigger the absolute fuck out of and who like disappear into the winds and either disappear never to be seen again, or they come back around again when they're ready to handle the frequency that I'm offering them. So that is my what is the word? My invitation to you, to the listener right now, is how much disruption do you want to invite into your frequency? How much disruption do you want to invite in your frequency? Because I'm not here for everyone. I'm not here. And that took me a long time to get over that, because especially as like a Virgo as well, I'm like, I just want to like do everything and like be something to everybody. And it was like the shadow energy that was running through me a lot was like the martyr complex. Like, I just want to save the entire fucking world. But I acknowledge that I can do that by working with select through few people. And then they go on to impact, and they go on to impact. And it's like the ripple effect, it's the domino effect, the tsunami effect, as I call it. But I acknowledge that I'm not here for everybody, and neither are you. And the very fact that disruption is my energy makes me very repulsive to a lot of people. And I have to get the fuck over that and be like, not everyone's going to like me and everything, and like that whole martyr complex and whatever. But on the flip side, is that for those that choose to stick around and come play in my energetic field, there is massive fucking freedom waiting for you, massive liberation, massive transformation and activation at the energetic root of who you are. And that takes somebody who is seeking to go beyond what is deemed possible, to go beyond what is normal. That takes a strong soul to do that, because what my words, what my tone, what my energy and my presence are doing for you is inviting you to let go of what is comfortable or what has become comfortable, even if it is not what you want right now, such as a lifestyle, a way of being, a job, a career, a relationship, clients, a business, whatever it is, a mindset. Oftentimes, the things that we don't desire end up becoming comfortable for us because it's easy to hold on to it. Trust me, I've got so many fucking t-shirts in this field. I'm like, I'm gonna hold on to this, even though it's not comfortable. Like holding on to just being in survival mode a lot. That's been like a big thing for me, is like just, and obviously it's a trauma response for me, is just constantly being in survival mode. I was like, I don't need to live like that anymore. I don't need to constantly be firefighting or whatever, or living on the edge, because it's almost like at an unconscious level, that's where I'm getting the kicks from. It's like, oh, where's my next client comes from? Where's money for the bills coming from? Where the next ideas and downloads coming from? How am I going to do this? Can I do that? I don't need to live like that anymore. I was like, I'm fucking bored of that shit. I am. And that's my invitation to you as well. It's like, what are you holding on to that isn't serving you? What truth, what illusion has become your truth that isn't actually, that is still an illusion, still shadow, that is not serving you? What are you holding on to? Where are you being asked to step into the unknown, to step into the void, to jump off the fucking cliff bar and not know whether where you'll land? Because that is my invitation to you today, is to ask yourself, what have you accepted as truth and what have you accepted as comfort, when actually it's the complete opposite and you've just made the uncomfortable comfortable. So I am sipping my tea at the moment. I'm English after all. I love my tea. I made it early and I was like, you know, I just want to get this message out there. And so that's like what I was channeling on, was about when we disrupt ourselves. So we disrupt our routine, we disrupt our mindset, we disrupt our beliefs, we disrupt how we show up to the world, we disrupt our relationships, we disrupt our business, we disrupt our career, our money, our bodies, our health. When we disrupt who we are, when we disrupt what we are holding on to and what we've accepted in our lives, when we disrupt it, because we know deep down, we know at a higher level that this is illusion, that this is shadow, that we're holding on to something, that we can go beyond that, that we can always go beyond, we can always go beyond. And so when we know that by disrupting ourselves, that we can actually activate a higher frequency within us, in doing so, it creates this energetic vortex, this energetic portal for others to step through, for others to activate themselves. Because by you giving your permission, giving yourself permission to be all of you and to go beyond and to create the most limitless life and transcend beyond everything that is deemed possible, when you give yourself permission to do that, when you seek to go beyond, you open a portal, a gateway, a doorway, however you want to call it. I like portal. I'm a galactic being. I like the word portal. You open a portal, a doorway, a gateway for others. And that has been something that I've really had to integrate into myself, especially like I'm getting so many Facebook memories popping up from a few years ago. And I acknowledge within myself that I kind of went within. I went hermiting, as I like to call it, and like to go within and just going through a dark night of the soul and all that kind of stuff. And I acknowledge that I lost the essence of who I am at the root, because I was trying to conform myself. I fucking hate conformity, but I was still trying to conform unconsciously to how to show up in the world, what my message was, what my business, my company, my empire represents, the empire that I'm building. Because let's face it, we're here to build fucking empires. Those of us with a particular mission, a message, and that, we're here to build empires that disrupt the world. That's on a side note. I have just launched, or I'm in process of launching, a second, because I like to do all the things and be all the things. I'm a multi-passionate at the end of the day. A second podcast called The Disruptive CEO, which I'll link in the show notes, that you can check out if you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, a spiritual entrepreneur, an influencer, an innovator, somebody who is, you know, I hate fucking word self-employed, but somebody who is impacting the world through their ideas, their creativity, their business, their enterprises, their company. Whether you're an influencer, musician, actor, entrepreneur, spiritual entrepreneur, somebody who is a CEO, basically, however that shows up for you. An artist, could be a writer, doesn't fucking matter. You get the message. If that is you and you recognize that there is a disruptive being within you, then I invite you to come and, you know, come and check out the new podcast, The Disruptive CEO, and check it out, because like I love playing with other disruptors. I love playing with the revolutionaries, the pioneers, the magicians, the alchemists, the healers, the visionaries, the rebels, the mavericks, the disruptors. And what I do is I play at the root of who people are. I activate people at the root of who you are. So I'm also activating the root of society, because I recognize And this is where the martyr complex was coming in a while ago. It was like, I just want to help everybody. I just want to heal the world. It's like, oh, kind of thing. Like, what is it like Cinderella or whoever with like the birds and the bees? I do have all the animals coming to me anyway. I was waving to a dog yesterday. They just stop and look at me. So I wave back because they see my light and I'm very bright and everything. So I just sit and wave to them. And I go on so many fucking tangents. Neurodivergent here. But I was like, I play at the roots of society. So I recognize that whilst I'm maybe not able to work with every single 7.7 billion people on the earth right now, I can work with people indirectly by working with the influential people of society, the innovators, the pioneers, the revolutionaries, disruptors, rebels, mavericks, visionaries, alchemists, magicians, healers. So that they can go on and impact other people. I was like, yes, that makes more fucking sense to me. So The Disruptive CEO is a new podcast that I've been, had my ass kicked into gear by my higher self, my spirit team to create, because that is a, that is part and parcel of who I am, is working specifically with those that are here to impact the world. So if that is you and you recognize that you have something deeper within you, that maybe you're already impacting the world, maybe you're already running a successful business or something that you deem successful, maybe you're just starting out, maybe you're dipping your toes into entrepreneurship, or you're looking to how to transfer your ideas, your beliefs, your gifts, your magic, your medicine into a business, a way of being a messenger for other people, however it wants to show up for you, because everyone's different. I don't just like working with spiritual entrepreneurs. I work with, I enjoy working with a whole range of people. I have many different people coming to me in my dreams that I'm working with in other dimensions right now, which I'm be integrating into the 3D reality. So I put them on, call it my dream Rolodex. People come to me all the time in my dreams and in the astral realm now. As I'm actually traveling, I meet people. I was like, oh, right, I didn't realize that we'd be working together. Cool, put you on my list, kind of thing. So everyone's different, all walks of life. But the essence for the Disruptive CEO podcast is elevating you into the higher frequency so that you can impact on an even greater scale. So I'll be talking more on that podcast, so feel free to check it out. If that resonates with you, if that speaks to you, if that calls to you, I'll put the link in the show note. But going back to disrupting ourselves, as I take a swig of tea, sometimes as well, I record these podcasts on video because then I upload it to YouTube, but I'm still sat in my PJs because it's Sunday, my daughter's at her dad's, and I was like, I don't want to get dressed today, I'm just going to sit in my PJs, hair up and whatever. So I'm just playing around with how I want to put my content out there, because I am a multi-passionate. I am a messy creator, an artist, a messenger. So I just, sometimes I just want to fucking sit in my PJs all day, drink tea and chat and not be on a camera. But the essence of disrupting ourselves to activate our highest frequency is what creates that portal. We'll use the word portal because it's fun. That portal, that vortex for others to activate themselves. By me being all of me, by me really committing to being all of me and honoring all of me and becoming all of me and choosing that I to be the identity that I know I am, which has been a hard fucking journey for me, then that creates that portal, that vortex for you to activate all of who you are, for you to be all of who you are. And I don't give a fuck where you're at in your life, whether you are, I don't know, a stay-at-home mom, a CEO of a massive global organization, an actor, a musician, or somebody who is an artist, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that you are receiving the medicine that I'm transmitting, the description that I'm transmitting, and you're using that to elevate your frequency, to transform your reality, to transform who you are, to become all of who you are, because then that creates the gateway, the portal for other people to be like that. It's all about being. It's all about being. And this has been a huge journey for me, because especially when I first started out in my business like 4 years ago, I bought into the whole, all of like the outdated, archaic systems of build your business this way, do it like this, market like this. And I was like, for somebody like me, a disruptor, that was just, it was like putting a noose around my neck and choking the life out of me. Which is why I'm starting the Disruptive CEO podcast, so I can talk more on this. And I was like, I'm just here to be. And that has been the hardest fucking part of my journey, is just being, because I've had to strip so much from my life, so much from my identity that wasn't my true identity, in order to see my identity, in order to access the truth of who I am. I've had to strip so much. Multiple death and rebirth, like, it's who I am, it's what I do, constantly on the journey of death and rebirth and transformation and tearing shit down in order to crack myself open and reveal a deeper layer. But that is who I am. And the hardest part has been coming home to my true identity of who I am at the root. That has been the hardest thing, which is why I'm so passionate about talking about identity and helping others with their identity, because I know what it takes to deny yourself and to then become yourself. I know what it takes to let go of everything around you that is not your truth, friends, family, beliefs, values, careers, jobs, clients, systems in your business, whatever, aspects of your health. I know what it takes to let go of that in order to create the space for your truth to come through. And that is why it's so fucking important for us to honor the energy of disruption and the frequency of disruption. Because when we allow disruption into our lives, and we let go of the death grip that we've held on an illusionary reality, when we allow that disruption into our lives, we create this vortex, this portal that rips through the illusion that is in the world right now. It's always been in the world, but it rips through that illusion and creates a space for truth to come through. For humanity to ascend, for humanity to transform at the root. Because let's face it, humanity is pretty fucking broken. You know, the world is run by corrupt individuals. The world is fueled by corruption and greed and ego and basically satanic shit, really, in a nutshell. And that is why we need to disrupt ourselves. That is why we need to disrupt the world, so that the truth can come through, so that we can return humanity to the higher consciousness, to the higher timelines, to the higher dimensions, so that we can heal the earth, heal the animals, the oceans, the trees, the forests, everything around us, the food, because everything's fucking broken. Everything's fucking broken. You know, there's so much corruption, there's so much bullshit, there's so many fucking lies in the world. And that's the thing, like, maybe you're not on the same wavelength as me, although you wouldn't be listening to my podcast if you were, but maybe you're, don't, you know, I'm not here to make people agree with everything I say. You know, we are individuals at the end of the day. But the thing is that when you wake up to the truth, and when you wake up to who you are, and when you start to see through the illusion that is surrounding us, you see that it's like everything's been a fucking lie. Everything's been a fucking lie. And I quote Sarah from the Labyrinth film, the 1980s film Labyrinth. I fucking love that film. When she gets to the end of a labyrinth and she meets the Goblin King, David Bowie. I'm always quoting this because I think it's such a powerful
metaphor, powerful example of what is. And she gets to she meets up with the Goblin King at the end of the labyrinth, and she looks at him. She's been reciting these words that she couldn't remember from her book, and then suddenly she looks at him, and the clarity dawns on her, and she looks at him square in the eye and just says, "You have no power over me." And in that moment, the illusion of his world just crumbles. I'm like, oh my God, I fucking love that film. I love it so much. And the illusion crumbles. And that's the thing, like and I'm not just talking about COVID here, because that was a massive catalyst for people waking up, obviously, and obviously we start to see more illusion and see through the illusion. But when you recognize that everything's been a lie, basically everything's been a lie, and the food is corrupted, you know, the food is engineered, we're told to eat one thing to be healthy and another in a certain way, but actually it's not helping people. You know, illnesses are on the rise, diabetes, heart disease and everything, because people are addicted to carbohydrates and sugar and shit like that. And the medical industry is fucking run by the pharmaceutical industry, and it's all about money. Like, I have a big issue, and if you're a doctor, medical practitioner listening to this, you know, maybe this will trigger you, maybe it'll wake you up, whatever, I don't know. I have a massive issue with the medical industry, because you can go to the doctor about something that's going on with you, and most of the time, and I've seen numerous doctors, like different things. I've been hypothyroid for years now, and I've seen doctors about other things to do, like periods and stuff like that, you know, that I've had issues with. And you go to the doctor, and it's just a case of, oh, here's a tablet. And I'm like, I don't want a fucking tablet. I want to know why this is like this. Why is this like this? Why? How do I heal this? How do I cure this? Oh, I don't know. Here's a tablet. I'm like, I don't want a fucking tablet. The medical industry is broken. It's, you know, propped up by the pharmaceutical industry. The education system is fucking broken. You know, we're being taught stuff that is not true, and stuff that is, you know, it's designed to create obedient little fucking slaves in the world who go on to work a 9-to-5 job and be good citizens and pay their taxes and live an obedient life. Like, can you see how fucking wrong it all is? And so one of the things that I'm so passionate about is disrupting that entire fucking reality, because we're sovereign beings. You know, we're not these slaves that we've been conditioned to be. We're not slaves. Well, we are energetic slaves right now. We're, you know, you just, all the fucking fear mongering. I mean, look at the shit with the Queen the other week, and all the energy harvesting that was going on with that utter illusion. And again, I'm saying stuff here that maybe trigger you, maybe you don't agree with it, maybe you're like, how dare you say that? But I'm just saying it because I'm here for truth, and truth gets to be liberating, or it's painful if we hold on to the illusion of what we're believing. But anyway, I was obviously sit and chat about this shit all day because that's what I enjoy talking about. But by disrupting ourselves, and I have fun with it as well, I'm sure you do by listening to me, by disrupting ourselves, it activates that highest frequency within us, because we're here for more. We're here to go beyond. We're here to experience beyond the realms of possibilities. Magic exists. We are magic. The very fact that you are alive today is a magical intervention of the cosmos, really, that, you know, all the energy that goes into creating life is fucking magic. And by being all of us and disrupting who we are, and choosing the path of disruption, and choosing the path of the unknown and the void, and everything that is unknown to us as the intrepid explorers of our consciousness. We create that opening for others to experience that too. You know, if you choose not to be all of you and sit in your little comfort zone and whatever, and comfort zone could still be being a successful CEO, but yet you drown, you're overworked, overstressed, you've got health issues, that's not being in your highest frequency, is it? Or people could think that being success, you know, being living the dream is, I don't know, living on an island somewhere and, you know, whatever. It's all different examples, but, you know, just because somebody is making lots of money or has a really happy relationship on the surface of it, or they've got a nice house, or they feel fulfilled spiritually or whatever, does not mean that to say that they're living the highest frequency. If they're still holding on to illusion and shadow and doubt and health issues and illnesses and, you know, hemorrhaging money or too much stress in their life or holding on to anxiety or depression, whatever, that's not your highest frequency. That means that you've still got opportunities to unlock a higher frequency within you, to go beyond everything, to experience life beyond what is deemed normal, what is deemed possible. And that's what I'm here for, is to help you liberate yourself from the illusion, to liberate yourself from the shadows. This is why my movement is disruptive consciousness. To disrupt your consciousness, to disrupt your psyche, to disrupt you at the fucking root of who you are in all dimensions. And it gets to be fun, and it gets to be liberating, and it gets to be expansive as fuck, as I invite you to go beyond what is deemed possible. And when you do that, when you move beyond what is deemed possible, when you go beyond everything, when you go beyond it all, beyond what, I hear you ask, beyond everything. Beyond everything, when you go beyond everything, you create this stream, this energetic stream behind you, around you, that pulls other people into that stream. It's a magnetic stream and a magnetic field, magnetic frequency that invites other people into that frequency too, so that they can go beyond too, so that they can create, make the impossible possible, so that they can experience their highest frequency too, so that they can come home to their true identity too. Do you see where I'm going with this? And that was something that I was holding on to massively, like, oh, what do I need to say and do, blah, 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 in my business? I was like, I just get to be all of me. However that chaotic, messy, flowy person comes through, whether that is my podcast or a YouTube channel or writing, just being and being the messenger and being the disruptor that I am. So if you're looking to go beyond, if you're looking to transform yourself, self-transformation, healing, rejuvenation, truth, if you're looking for truth and potency, then I invite you to check out Disruptive Consciousness, which is my portal for healing, transformation, and activations. I am building out at the moment. It's been on a bit of a back burner. I've had other stuff going on in my life. You obviously been school holidays and just shit going on and everything. Well, how do I want to build this? What do I want to put through? Like, obviously it's classes, courses, workshops, events. There'll be retreats, masterminds, groups, communities, memberships, that kind of stuff that I'm building out there. But because I'm somebody that likes to do all of everything right now, you know, do everything all at once, I have to take a step back and be like, right, what's the most important thing right now? Put that out and build it that way. So I invite you to check out Disruptive Consciousness, where, you know, there's a multitude of things coming through me that want to be birthed into the world. Powerful courses, powerful activations, classes, webinars, workshops, everything. I just want to put it all out there. So check it out, Disruptive Consciousness, as I build it out. And I invite you to work deeper with me. If you're looking to work deeper with me, then I do work with people one-to-one in a higher capacity over a space of 12 months or just for like one-off days with me in the highest capacity. This is for those that are really seeking to unlock and unleash something very deeper within them, to transform something deep within them, to elevate themselves beyond so that they can impact everybody else. Like, again, the people I love to play with are the disruptors, the innovators, the revolutionaries, the pioneers, the visionaries, like mavericks like myself, because I know what it takes to be that person and to become that person to go beyond. You know, this stuff that I'll be talking about in the Disruptive CEO podcast is, you know, I don't give a fuck what you earn right now. I'm not here. You know, I'm not driven by the income. I'm driven by impact. I'm driven by how much can you impact the world in the time that you have on this earth right now. That's what I'm driven by. So whether you're somebody who's in your business, you know, whether you're making, you know, 4 figures, 5 figures, 6, 7 figures a month, a year, I don't give a fuck. Because I know you can go bigger. And it's not about, oh, you need to make more money to, you know, to serve your lavish lifestyle. No, I'm not interested in that shit. That's satanic as fuck. I'm here for those that want to go bigger, to earn more, so that you can impact more. Because when you're, by earning more, you're impacting more, you're able to impact more, you've got resources to impact more. Yeah, I'm here, I'm building my inner circle right now of people who have a message to share with the world, have a disruptive way of being in the world that is so fucking needed right now, so that we can transform Earth, so that we can transform humanity, so that we can come back to the truth of who we are, so we can transcend beyond the greed, the corruption, the ego, and the lower self, and we can transcend into the higher frequency, into a higher state of consciousness, which then has the ripple effect across the entire fucking cosmos. By elevating ourselves, by being in our truth. So that's my like more intimate one-to-one work. But again, I invite you to check out Disruptive Consciousness, disruptiveconsciousness.com, where I'm building out this portal now for classes, courses, workshops, webinars, events, like retreats, masterminds, groups, everything, different price points, depending on like what it is that you gain from me or how much access you have to me. But I invite you to check it out. I invite you, you know, again, if you're an entrepreneur, somebody who resonates with being an entrepreneur, an innovator, you know, somebody who is you know, a creator, then check out the Disruptive CEO podcast as well, because I'll be adding more onto that. But I do have a couple of courses that I'm wanting to create that have been channeling through me. And I was like, right, how am I going to create it? How am I going to put it out into the world? Around the process of becoming who you are, becoming all of who you are, accessing your divine truth, your identity. Because I see through all the timelines, I see through the dimensions. I use astrology a lot with my clients to really understand who you are at the root, who you are at the consciousness level, and understand the shadow that you're here to transform, the identity that you bring through you. And so there's a couple of courses that I'm wanting to create right now around unbecoming who you think you are, to become who you are, and then one for the disruptors and to go bigger in your business, in your empires, for the alien empires, those that make no fucking sense, that go beyond everything that's deemed possible. So I'll be sharing more details of that soon. I'm gonna have to go, because when I start channeling I go really dizzy. I do it all the time, but it's just as I'm tapping into like higher dimensions, and I start going really dizzy. It's really funny. Well, it's not, but it is. It is funny because I'm like, right, I know that I've tapped into another frequency, another dimension, because I start going dizzy. It's like, woo, kind of thing. But again, I'll leave you with a message of, by disrupting ourselves to activate our highest frequency through disruption, we create an energetic vortex and portal for others to step through and activate themselves. This is about you being all of you. This is about you going beyond everything that's deemed possible to be all of you, to unleash your fucking truth into the world, to be the identity that is your divine truth. Because when you're living like that, you create the magnetic field around you for other people to live like that too. So thank you so much for listening. Again, I invite you to check out Disruptive Consciousness as I'm building it out. Check out Disruptive CEO podcast as well. You can also check out my YouTube channel, Leanne Juliet, or my Instagram, Leanne Juliet. Everything is Leanne Juliet. And I will catch you all on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the podcast today. My aim, as always, is to bring disruptive truth to the world, powerful healing, and to activate you deeply within, to take you on a journey with me into both the shadows and the cosmos. Please visit disruptiveconsciousness.com to discover my powerful portal for revolutionary self-transformation, pioneering healing, powerful activations, and potent truth medicine through courses, webinars, classes, workshops, books, memberships, and more. You can also visit leannejuliet.com to discover how you can work more deeply with me, both one-to-one, in a high-level capacity, and in more intimate groups and masterminds. I'll see you on the next episode.